Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. Governor Robert Bentley is looking in on a program where members of the Alabama National Guard and reservists are providing health care to residents in the state's Black Belt region. He'll be in Selma today to visit clinics that are set up to treat patients during Operation Alabama Black Belt. Also, Governor Bentley has signed legislation designed to make it easier for businesses to handle tax filings. Bentley said yesterday the law will eliminate the need for any business with multiple locations to file tax returns in multiple cities and counties. Simple justice. That's what the attorney for the family of Trayvon Martin say they want for the teenager who was gunned down by a neighborhood watch volunteer. Julius White reports.
George Zimmerman should be convicted of second-degree murder for killing Trayvon Benjamin Martin.
That's attorney Benjamin Crump, along with Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin, Trayvon's parents, visited Birmingham yesterday for a series of events, including a fundraiser for the Trayvon Martin Foundation.
Most importantly, thank you for your prayers.
The foundation is basically, it's going to help to educate us on things such as conflict resolution, how to not be profiled.
Foundation's website, justicetm.org. I'm Julius White reporting.
Authorities arrested two of the three teens in court for a preliminary hearing for burglary charges stemming from an incident that saw a teenage girl fatally shot at an Alabama fish camp. 17-year-olds Scott Byrd and Dylan Tyree were served with 20 additional burglary warrants after the hearing yesterday. A retired Shelby County school teacher has pleaded guilty to multiple felony charges of sexually abusing students throughout his long Alabama teaching career. Court records show former fourth grade teacher Danny Acker signed documents Thursday pleading guilty to 8 sex abuse charges under a plea agreement with prosecutors. A judge sentenced the 50-year-old Acker to 17 years in prison without parole. He will have to serve 10 years on court monitoring after that, plus register as a sex offender. Police say the former youth pastor admitted molesting about 20 girls throughout his career, but he couldn't recall all their names. He was indicted on 8 separate charges involving 6 young girls. Acker retired in 2009 after 25 years of teaching and driving school buses in Shelby County near Birmingham. In other news, the Alabama Senate has passed a bill that would give the Jefferson County Commission new authority to increase taxes to address the county's financial problems. The bill limits the commission's authority to 3 years. Montgomery City officials are urging residents to get out the office today and participate in the city's Corporate Challenge Clinic. Mayor Todd Strange.
The Corporate Challenge, this is trying to bring back the Community Challenge. We'll have about 20 teams competing. You know, they're going to be getting in shape so they can eat the food the next weekend, but the first weekend is all about fitness, and we've got a number of activities, whether it be walks, whether it be tugs, rope tugs, or whether it be swimming events.
The Corporate Challenge events run through tomorrow. Friday, partly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of thunderstorms and your highs in the mid-80s. Friday night, mostly cloudy skies and your lows in the upper 60s, plus light winds. Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of rain and your highs in the upper 80s. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms and your lows in the upper 60s. Sunday, look for a 30% chance of rain and your highs around 90 degrees. Sunday night, mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of thunderstorms and your lows in the mid-60s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.